Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jim Caloran has a simple guiding principle.
Well, it's a theology of the hammer.
He once studied theology and considered becoming a priest. Instead, he chose a different path. He seeks social justice one nail at a time.
I say I'm crazy because I have the worst job in the country. I want to build affordable homes in Westchester. That's crazy, right? It really is. Unless you break it down and say, wait, I don't think I'm the crazy one.
Jim Caloran heads Habitat for Humanity in Westchester County. He builds affordable housing for those in need.
We're taking an empty, abandoned zombie house in Millwood, and we're making two condos out of it where the woman died in her car outside her house because she couldn't afford to pay the taxes and rehab her home. A veteran, 3 years with no running water in his house in this county, in an affluent town. It doesn't matter. People, because neighbor to neighbor, people are just trying to survive. And we were able to get a plumber to donate his time and turn on the water. I call it house raising. So if somebody wants to donate their professional labor, that's $10,000 to $15,000.
In Habitat's recycling restore in New Rochelle, Jim Caloran is a whirling dervish of energy, bouncing from one project or concern to the next. He can breathe new life into old kitchen cabinets or coax old appliances into a little more service, all in the name of giving people a proper home. In recent years, his mission has expanded.
I'm a disaster expert. I went to Puerto Rico. I've been to Haiti.
As weather patterns change and storms intensify, Jim Caloran has entered the realm of disaster relief.
I've been to Haiti, El Salvador, Belfast, Mexico. I helped the earthquake victims in Haiti. I've been to El Salvador during earthquake and floods. Mamaroneck, and I helped fire victims. So when there's a fire, I can easily make this place a disaster center and give out food. And, you know, I'm always thinking about where do people go if there's no affordable housing? Where do we put them up after? And the Red Cross will put them up for 3 days in a hotel. But the crisis of affordable housing in New York, there's really no rooms at the manger right now. And so I'm always thinking about where the long-term need, just like after a disaster, Habitat becomes a long-term rebuilder, or other a lot of organizations are doing it now. So Mamaroneck, there were floods in 2006 and 7 when you and I met when you were volunteering, and we did 200 homes. I just told all my volunteers, like, I tell everyone, if there's a disaster, will you help me? And we went over, and we start. So one of my family members that lives in the Avalon and runs our walk every, she said, will you come over, Jim? There's a flood in the flats. And we never left. And that became my warm-up for Hurricane Sandy. And so I just multiplied out in Hurricane Sandy because Habitat New York City, which does a great job, they were underwater in their office. And I have a high volunteer base. So I knew I could deploy and set up quickly, and I did.
Caloran couldn't just watch from Westchester. When Sandy struck, he headed to the Rockaways.
My high school buddy, who is COO of Sony Music, that's a great guy. He was in Bell Harbor. I said, Kel, what do you need? I need generators and I need pumps. And the DPW trucks got stuck in the sand that night, so we slept in the cold. And I gave generators and pumps. And then I had been out there only a month before to his daughter's wedding. And then I went over to Breezy, and we were able to set up quickly so that by a week and a half later, I had dropped 4 shipping containers, 40 port-a-johns, told my volunteers to turn right instead of left, met every morning a team here at 6 a.m. and would leave and drive 30 miles from here because the long gas lines, there were no building supplies. We gave out thousands of gallons of bleach and food. We did donate a tray in a day for our volunteers so we could eat until the New York City food trucks came out, which were awesome. So that journey began, and I'm blessed to have a high volunteer base. We're all put on life to help each other.
He assembled equipment, supplies, and vehicles.
I had a Marine donate a mobile home that's out back here. So I have a mobile home that's ready to deploy. I have 4 ATVs that are in the back here. We brought tools with little wheelbarrows on the back and brought them with, because you couldn't get through the sand in the Rockaways. And we were able to, instead of walking with volunteers, we were able to deploy to the different streets and bring that out. You know, when you see debris, et cetera, a mobile home also becomes a place if a family is homeless. I just got a call from a Gold Star family who needs a place, and they're calling me. So we have a Habitat for Veterans Facebook. It's an honor to be called. It's an honor for I put homeless veterans up. But we're ready to go, set up quickly.
They set up quickly and stayed for the long haul.
We gave $9 million of volunteer labor to the Rockaways, according to one of the FEMA guys. We touched 1,800 homes. We had people out there 4 years. I had a paid construction manager who would then work with the volunteers.
Because monster storms are growing more fierce, the way Habitat builds has changed.
Also redesigning it resilient. Resilient building is the number one need from Puerto Rico to Houston to Florida to Mamaroneck to New Rochelle for a long-term structure that we'll be proud of and live in.
Jim Caloran learned lessons from Sandy, namely, the nation needs to be better prepared.
There's a lot of great agencies doing great stuff, but, you know, we need a national disaster university.
To teach.
Anything from what do you, how do you handle a flood, a hurricane, or a tornado? What do you do with, how do you pull all the agencies together? What is a VOAD, which is the volunteer organization? And FEMA does a lot of that, too. Mm-hmm. And they go in and they create these long-term recovery teams. How do you create neighborhood disaster teams?
As long as there are people who need a roof over their heads, Jim Caloran says he has work to do.
The heart of our mission still is that we want everyone to live in a simple, decent home, be it after a disaster or when they're living in a basement or an attic or with no heat tonight. It's unacceptable in the capital of the world, in the tri-state area, in one of the highest tax, wealthiest counties in the country, that people can't afford to live here. That still is our mission, and that, be it pre-disaster or post-disaster, we need support to beef that up. And we appreciate the public's donation today, because that's how we exist and get stronger for a better disaster and a better rebuilding habitat of Westchester and other habitats in the New York area.
In New Rochelle, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.